Welcome to Diary Detours. In this series, I share the raw and real pages of my personal diary. Some hopeful, some angry, some sad, and some just strange. My hope is that by opening up and being vulnerable, you'll be inspired to start your own journaling practice. Let this be a safe space for us all to find a healthy release, a place to just let it out. So let's take a step together into today's entry.
Welcome to the Streets of Our Lives, where we explore the journeys of our past, present, and future. Not the literal streets, but the paths we walked to find healing, acceptance, and inner freedom. Join us as we walk together on this journey of hope and inspiration.
Within the last couple of months, I've been reflecting on the deaths of two family members. One family member was related to the paternal side of my family, and the other family member was related to the maternal side of my family. My cousin Denise and my aunt Christina. So while I hadn't seen my cousin in many years, nor did I have the chance to meet my aunt, their deaths still hit me hard, and this is for a variety of reasons. For one, I regret not being closer to them. Two, they were both really young. They were both in their 40s. And three, their deaths were unexpected. One day they were going about their normal lives, and then one day they were in the hospital. No one was prepared for what happened to them. This episode is dedicated to Denise and Christina and to their loved ones who are left grieving and missing them. While I was reflecting and feeling kind of low about their passing one day, I decided to journal down some things that I was feeling and thinking. I decided that I would share it with you here on the show, because maybe it can help you to also reflect on life a bit more deeply. Here's my diary entry. Life is interesting. We always tell others and ourselves we can't take life for granted. Yet, all we do is just that, take it for granted. We inherently know that we will all die someday, but we live as if we won't. We live as if we will always have another opportunity. We waste our days. We worry about all the little things that might happen in the future. We stay stuck, ruminating on the bad things of the past. We complain about trivial stuff. We yell, we argue, we ignore, we avoid, we get distracted, we neglect, we criticize, we loathe. We lay around and assume there's always tomorrow. Maybe if we realized that this life is a gift, a present, we would live in the present. We would stop and reflect more often about how fleeting this life is, and thus appreciate each day. Really, truly appreciate each day, knowing that at any moment, it could be gone. If you know that at any moment your life or a loved one's life could be gone, how would you live each day? Would you laugh more easily? Would you worry less? Would you forgive more quickly? Would you love more unconditionally? Would you actually pursue your dreams until they became a reality? Would you take more chances? Would you go on more adventures? Would you open your heart to yourself and to others? Reflecting on the fleeting nature of life is not weakness. It's the opposite. It empowers us to live more fully. When we live more fully, we live with less regrets. There is a Latin phrase, memento mori. It's a reminder. A reminder that we all must die one day. This reminder isn't a fearful one. It's an empowering way to live life. For when we remember the temporal nature of this life, we are reminded to appreciate it. Speaking of which, there is another Latin phrase, memento vivere. It's also a reminder to live. This reminder is often overlooked. We forget to live life. We forget to pursue our passions. We forget to love deeply and courageously. While these two phrases look like opposites on the surface, they are meant to complement one another. But when you really look deeper, beyond the actual words, these two phrases give us the same message. Life is finite. Live with intention. If I could speak with my cousin or aunt, I would tell them that their deaths, while very sad and heartbreaking, won't be remembered in vain. I can't speak for the rest of their loved ones, but I can speak for myself when I say that I won't continue to live life on autopilot. I won't take each day for granted. I won't take others for granted. I will stop and remind myself that I will die one day, so I need to live right now, in the present. To my podcast listeners, I want to ask you for two things. Number one, please, will you keep my extended families in your thoughts and prayers? Please pray for those who are grieving the death of Denise and Christina, that they can take the pain they feel for the tragic loss they've experienced and turn it into purpose for the rest of their lives. And number two, please share this episode with someone who you think could benefit from reflecting on the fleeting nature of life. I want to thank you for giving this episode your attention. Until next time, this is Lena LaRue. I'll see you on the streets.
Thank you for joining us on Streets of Our Lives. As you navigate your journey, remember that every step brings healing. When obstacles come your way, don't give up. Keep moving forward. Please note, the information shared on this podcast is for inspirational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional advice. We encourage you seek professional guidance for any specific concerns.